If I knew the answer, I would be the king of the roost. Nobody has a clue. I think we can safely say she will not win her vote. She will not resign. There'll be a lot of knots. And in the end, we might remain. We might fall out. Or she might get away.
So it's all up in the air, John.
It's up in the air and really rather uncomfortable.
Channel 4's John Snow outside Westminster speaking to our own Henry McKean. Not the John Snow that was being quoted by Michael Gove this morning. That's the one from Game of Thrones. But I'm sure neither of them would be able to provide the outcome of tonight's vote other than that Theresa May is going to lose and lose quite badly. Henry McKean is in Westminster. What is the mood like, Henry?
Good morning. Good morning, Jonathan here from Westminster. Well, we know Theresa May will be defeated by how much, we're not sure. What's going to happen next? 100 Conservative MPs will vote against it. It could be the biggest defeat for a British government ever. And will the EU-UK joint letter of reassurance about the backstop make any difference? Will she come back with something new by Monday? A minority government where the toxic subject of Brexit is giving Parliament a chance to assert themselves? And will Corbyn, will he vote for this no confidence? Will he wait? What's going to happen? It really is, a squeaky bum time, to be honest with you.
I mean, I'm guessing it's a rather febrile environment there at the moment, is it?
It's a strange kind of atmosphere. People are nervous. People are worried. There's also a huge security presence, not just because of terrorism, but also because of the far right extreme English Defence League in their yellow vests that have been spotted harassing Remain MPs. I met this Leave protester who explains his view. Here is Mark Hendry, a warehouse worker who is backing Leave and the Brexit vote.
Leave means leave!
So you think Leave means leave?
Yeah, yeah.
You're wearing a Three Lions England baseball cap and you have the St. George's English flag cross wrapped around you. And you're holding up a sign that says, our country, our borders, our rules. Do you think in a way that the protesting has got a bit ugly recently?
Some of it, that's correct. But that's coming from both sides, both the Remain and the Leave side.
And you, yourself, would you know of protesters that would have, in a way, followed MPs?
I have done that myself a little bit.
You have?
Yeah, I mean, but I've always been respectful to them, and polite.
And you've never called them fascists or Nazis?
No, never.
Some MPs have been really kind of harassed and selected by...
Anna Soubry, for instance.
Yes.
Yeah. The Tory MP, yeah.
The Remainer.
Yeah, because she's been described as quite combative herself. She likes to go out and debate with people. She's quite prominent,
MP. Have you given Anna Soubry a hard time?
No, never. No. I would never give any.
Polite.
Yeah, I never give any MPs a hard time, Really, I don't. Even if people are abusive to me, I always try and keep my cool, and not react to it.
What would they say to you? What would the Remain side, for example, there's a European flag beside us here, blue with the stars. What would they say to you?
Well, they have called me names, a knobhead was one.
You were called a knobhead?
Yeah.
It's a real English phrase, isn't it, a knobhead?
Yeah, I mean, it was very rude though, it's very rude.
And you're not a knobhead?
No, not at all, no.
And what do you do for a living when you're not protesting, wanting Leave to mean Leave?
Well, I'm a warehouse worker. I think we will get there in the end. I think we will make it, to Brexit. It's about the borders and our rules and taking back control, basically, our sovereignty.
And you mentioned borders.
Yeah.
What's your view on the Irish, Northern Irish backstop?
Yeah, that is a stumbling block, obviously for a lot of people. It should be a soft border, basically, not a hard border,
It's soft. Should there be some checks?
I think there are checks now, actually. I think there are some, and there are actually cameras. There are cameras on the border at the moment.
I wonder what the last time he was there. Leave protester Mark Hendry speaking to Henry earlier on. Henry, what happens this evening? I mean, the vote starts at about 7 o'clock, but the outcome is fairly certain, isn't it?
Yeah, we know what's going to happen. This is the thing. But what's going to happen next? People are going to have to start showing their cards. MPs are going to have to start showing their cards later tonight, perhaps Wednesday morning. I met Faisal Islam, political editor of Sky News. He gives some of those scenarios.
I think a little humility on everybody's part as to where this goes is necessary. That said, it really doesn't look like the PM has got the numbers. That's not a sort of accident. It has been a structural reality.
It's been coming.
For a year and a half, really. And it's not... she's latterly tried to reach out and try and make a majority, which she essentially lost at the general election.
And your predictions?
But she hasn't done that. It's very difficult to say what the precise numbers will be, but it's 104 Tory MPs have gone on the record and said that they think this deal is a dog for various reasons. And really, only a small number of them are saying it's because of the backstop. There's a bit of a meme now around that it's all because of the backstop. It's because of the Brexit bill. It's because of being a rule taker. It's a whole load of reasons have been put out there. So even if you could magically solve the backstop, that wouldn't solve this fundamental problem, which the PM hasn't solved this type of mixed deal to her party as being necessary. In a funny way, Ireland is being used as a sort of fig leaf for the fact that the PM is worried about the impact of a hard Brexit, leaving the single market and the customs union, on the car industry, on Airbus, on all of our manufacturing industry. But she can't make that argument. She's constrained from making that argument because it would annoy too many of her own MPs. So she literally, and this is what you have at Parliament at the moment, people can't make the argument that they think because they're too worried about someone on their own side.
Faisal Islam of Sky News there. You are hanging around College Green, which is that area where all the media congregate because they get a good view of the Houses of Parliament in the background.
You know that yourself, Jonathan. You're formerly from Sky News. The backdrop is everything.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, sea of colour, big flags on poles so the TV cameras can see them. And these TV studios, they're kind of in makeshift units on scaffolding, surrounded by security, not just transport police, police and also heavily armed police, but private security as well, because journalists are getting a hard time too. I met religious people trying to push Jesus. And remember, Brexit's also a great time to push Jesus. People with big signs saying, hoot if you voted leave, and angry Remain protesters. Yeah, you're right, Jonathan. It's like a circus.
My name is Kenneth and I am a born-again Christian. I'm here at the Houses of Parliament to tell people about Jesus, the good news of Jesus.
So you're wearing a sign that says, repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
From hell. That's
but Jesus. No mention of Remain or
oh no
leave.
No, and my focus, dear friend, is not the political scene.
So you're not believe or Remain. I'm just here about Jesus.
I'm here to tell people there is a more important issue in your life, our eternal destiny.
Well, my name is Robert Wright.
Robert Wright, you've a sign saying hoot for Brexit, and people are hooting.
It is marvellous. It is so noisy, and if you go up outside Downing Street, it's just as noisy there, even though there are only two lanes of traffic. It's so uplifting. It's wonderful.
If you look who's tooting, it's the bus drivers, the black cab drivers, all the working class of London who voted for Leave are still behind us, right?
Yes. You think that the working class Londoners are
absolutely 40% of London voted Leave. You think London is Remainers? It's not.
They are the people who have been really affected by the free movement of labour. Their salaries, because of lots of people coming over, lovely people though they are, increased supply in labour suppresses wages. And that's what these people have found. And not only that, but housing costs have gone up because the people who come over have to live somewhere. And they have been the ones who have been affected most of all.
I've been here every day. The MPs are sitting since the 5th of September 2017. My name's Steve. I'm from Port Talbot in South Wales. And I'm here to stop Brexit.
And why do you want to stop Brexit, being from Wales? And Wales voted to leave.
Well, they did then, but when you look at the opinion polls now, they very much want to remain. Here's the thing, people are so much more informed now than they were almost 3 years ago.
How did you vote in 2016?
I voted to remain.
And you're wearing a bowler hat and it said stop Brexit.
You've got a top hat.
It's a top hat. Thank you for correcting me. And you've got a Union Jack on as well.
It's a unity flag. It's half,
oh, it's half and
half.
Half
EU, half Union. I remember the days when I was a kid in the 70s, power cuts, the beaches weren't very clean, you know.
And you remember that, and you remember the hard times, the coal mines.
Well, of course I do. But that's not the only reason. We have prospered for over 40 years being part of the European Union. We had a world crash. We have had austerity. People are angry at the governments, at our government.
And are you angry?
I'm not angry. I'm not angry at our government. I'm angry at the mess we are in.
And are you getting on with the Leave protesters?
Hey, look, we chat to them. We debate with them. They're a great bunch. But they're misguided. The problem ones we have are the yellow vests, the far-right fascists.
And what do you think of them?
Well, they come down here deliberately to disrupt. They're filming, they're adding their PayPal account. The more response they get to the vile things they say, the more money they make.
What sort of vile things do they say?
I can't repeat on radio.
Like really rude stuff?
Very. Things you'd be ashamed to be their parents.
I can understand why you call it a circus, Henry. We've heard a lot from the DUP, but what about Sinn Féin? They have 7 MPs who, of course, don't take their seats in Westminster. Will they break with tradition and actually vote tonight?
Well, Jonathan, this is the thing. Sinn Féin, as you said, they've got 7 MPs and perhaps they could actually make a difference if they voted. But we know Sinn Féin won't step inside the chamber. They won't vote because it would mean having to swear allegiance to the Queen, which they won't do. I met Chris Hazard, Sinn Féin MP for South Down since 2017. He beat the SDLP to that seat. And he says that the locals knew when they voted Sinn Féin, they wouldn't take their seats. Here is Chris Hazard.
Former Brexit Secretary David Davis, who said that nobody inside here ever expected that Sinn Féin would play such a strong hand when it comes to Brexit.
But Chris, you could really make a difference, even though that.
But
we have made a
difference.
Theresa May can't get this vote over the line, but there isn't a nationalist voice inside.
Theresa May is going to lose this vote. Some people expect well over 3 figures. Okay, if anybody thinks that 7 Sinn Féin MPs is going to go in and dictate to British Parliament what's going to happen, they're living in a fool's paradise. Of course, remember there are nationalist MPs inside there. There's Scottish nationalists. MPs, a hell of a lot more than 7. There's 35 of them, and they're not being listened to, and they're growing ever frustrated, and that's with a large section. We also have 10 DUP MPs.
They do have a voice, and perhaps it's not the voice of the people of Northern Ireland, but it's the only voice coming through.
But their voice is not coming through. And we have a situation here where the British government, through Theresa May as Prime Minister, and the EU27 have agreed a withdrawal agreement. That has been agreed, that has been negotiated, and that has been settled. The DUP as Brexiteers don't like that deal. They believe it doesn't get what they want, and various strands within the Parliament do not believe it is. But when we come back to the point that the Good Friday Agreement, the Dublin government, Sinn Féin, and the EU27 very clearly, there shall be no return to a hard border, that the rights and the protections that are installed and the Good Friday Agreement have to be enshrined going forward.
Chris,
and they need to come to that reality.
Do you think the British people, do you think the English MPs, do you think they care about the backstop? Do you think they care about Northern Ireland? Do you think they care about the Republic of Ireland? Or do they just care about themselves?
Again, I go back to the point. The British Parliament has, and this is what a British Parliament do, of course, is about the rights and entitlements of the British people. Sinn Féin have argued for a very many a year, and we're, you know, of course, this week marks 100 years since we've seen the abstentionism since the 1919 election. But it's very clear that the rights and entitlements of Irish citizens are protected by those representatives from Ireland. We've seen it in the Dublin government, we've seen it in the EU27, and this British Parliament isn't going to do that. Brexit, there's no mandate for Brexit on the island of Ireland.
Chris, would you ever, break ranks and just run down and vote? And if you did, would you have to resign or worse?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to break ranks. No, absolutely not. I don't even think we would get through the doors. We haven't taken the oath of allegiance, and I really believe that you need to have done that and to have signed in properly to even get through the doors to get into the chamber. And of course, that's not going to happen. So no, as a Sinn Féin representative, I'm very proud of the fact that we abstain from this Parliament.
Sinn Féin MP for South Down, Chris Hazard, not voting tonight because Sinn Féin just don't take their seats, as is traditional. What is going to happen? And Henry, if you can answer this, it's the million-dollar question. What is going to happen tonight after the vote when Theresa May does lose?
Well, the papers are full of it. I've got the Times of London in front of me. May brace for historic defeat on Brexit D-Day. This is the million-dollar question. What is going to happen? How is this going to pan out? Here is Faisal Islam again, Sky News political editor, trying to explain what Theresa May might do next.
You might even be able to get a second referendum and stop Brexit. So heads have been turned in British industry. So she hasn't had the full throttle support of the people for whom her deal is designed. This is her problem. If the same attitude from Ireland, from Berlin, from Paris, from Brussels. Do they think, right, she's lost her deal, now we give her everything we can possibly give her and more because, you know, we need to get Theresa over the line? Or do they say, do you know what? We need to deal with the reality that she's not in control of her parliament. Basically, everything depends on that, because that totally changes the dynamics of what happens in the Commons. And then you've got the fundamental reality of, I don't know if Europe really wants the United Kingdom sort of hanging around the outside, causing trouble. Maybe they feel a clean break is the best. In a funny way, I can't see no deal happening other than totally accidentally. There's enough power in that parliament to stop a no deal, and there's enough motivation to stop it.
Jeremy Corbyn, Prime Minister this time next year?
I think it's probably far more plausible than most Westminster watchers have realised for any point over the past 12 months. It's a government without a majority, a government doing, even if it had a majority, one of the most controversial things any government's done for decades. The public, wherever it is on Remain or Leave, is unconvinced by the conduct of the Brexit process, think it's being handled badly. And then you think, well, forget about Brexit, in a way. Just think about some of these issues around no deal require faith in your government, require trust in your government, trust in your government to keep the Dover-Calais Straits open. The minute people don't trust the government to be looking after them, there's signs in the polls of a total lack of trust in the whole political class, but also the government as regards Brexit. You know, bad things can happen. So I think we're in for quite a roller coaster ride. The embryonic attempts at cross-party consensus are going to need a lot longer than a few days. They'll take a few months, apart from if we revoke, which would be a dramatic and drastic act.
Well, on the basis of that, Henry, I hope you brought a sleeping bag. You're going to be on there in College Green for quite some time yet. Henry, you will be speaking to the older London Irish community about how Brexit is affecting them this afternoon. That's on Moncrief from 2. But for now, Henry McKean in Westminster, thank you.